Welcome back to this episode of the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Mass, joined along with Patrick Spillman and Jacob Leibkap. We're bringing you this week's recap of all of the sports teams at Bluffton University. We'll start off with cross country, who ran on Friday, move on to women's golf and that HCAC tournament, just day one, because we don't have results for day two yet. Men's golf did not participate in any events this week, but they do have one in upcoming. And then we'll move on to volleyball, women's soccer, men's soccer, and finish off with football. But Pat and Jacob, how are you guys doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Good weekend. Kind of cold up here, but other than that, good homecoming events and all that, so it was pretty fun.
Yeah, Trent and I had soccer on Saturday night at Franklin, so we were able to participate a little bit of the homecoming stuff in the morning, which was pretty cool that they're doing that stuff. I still think, in my opinion, I'm going to go on a rant for a second, that if it's homecoming, shouldn't all fall sports be at home? It was a little frustrating as soccer players being away and not being able to be there during all the festivities, having all the alumni back on campus. I think if, you know, football and volleyball are at home and the alumni for them are there, I think both soccer teams should be at home as well in order to be able to have, you know, the whole campus and all alumni come back for all the teams. But that was just my little rant. But either way, it was pretty cool. Got a free cup, got to play, you know, some cornhole. They had some food trucks, which we had that for lunch. And the pulled pork, Trent, I didn't have in it, but Trent said it was really good. So yeah, it was just a cool experience, but definitely wish that, you know, we would have been at home in order to be able to have the same atmosphere as what football and volleyball got to have. But yeah, other than that, Trent, you want to go ahead and get us started on women's cross country?
The Beavers traveled to Wilmington College to compete against a stout field of runners on Friday, October 11th. Both the men and the women had an opportunity to get in the top 35 places to be awarded a water bottle.
The ladies towed the line to run their 5K first. Senior Alexis Cash was the only Beaver to place in the top 35, taking 34th with a season best time of 19:38. "This is our first time running this course, and I wish I could run it again," said Cash. Another senior, Ari Cox, came in second for the Beavers. Junior Kimmy Hedrick took third with a time of 21:11.
Coming in with an amazing fourth place finish for the ladies with the collegiate best was sophomore Hope Nixon. Hope had a near PR today. She has been running really well in practice, so it was great to see her fly around the course like she did today, said head coach Logan Wells. Freshman Justine Lezawinski rounded out the top five with a finish of 24:10. Senior Tammy Goff finished sixth for the Beavers. "Looking back at the race," stated Coach Wells, "it wasn't our best today. They had the great training the past couple of weeks, so I know there is greatness to come with these ladies." The ladies finished in 17th place.
The men took off next, destroying the 8-kilometer course. Freshman Britton Boyle finished first yet again for the Beavers with a time of 27 minutes and 24 seconds, which was another personal record. The next two Beavers that crossed the finish line were seniors Connor Gullick and Dakota Frost.
Freshman Max Chandler came in fourth with a time of 29:16. Rounding out the top five for the Beavers was sophomore Austin Hernandez with a time of 29:50. Freshman Morgan Adams took sixth for the men. Hernandez and Adams also ran personal best on Friday. "Anytime you walk away to three PRs and a host of season best, you know it is a great day. They came into the meet with the mentality to go out fast, and they accomplished it. It shows that they can compete when it counts," said Coach Wells. The men finished in 19th place.
The Bluffton Harriers will toe the line once again at the Interregional Rumble on the campus of Oberlin College on Saturday, October 19th. The race starts at 10:30 a.m. with the running at 6K and the men at 8K.
Yeah, so it sounds like the cross-country team ran against some really good teams this past week. And you still had three people come away with PRs and a lot of season best. You're going to see that kind of translate once it gets time for the conference play. You know, this is really Coach Wells' first season. He got to work with them a little bit during track last year. But actual cross country, this is the first time you get to see him really work with the cross country runners. So it's pretty cool to see these guys continue to improve. It'll be nice for them to actually kind of get back into the mentality of racing a lot, especially as they have a couple of meets heading into then the actual conference tournament.
Yeah, Pat, Pat rounded that out really well there for the cross-country team. I'm going to jump into women's golf now. Last week, I talked about day one of the UNOH fall invite for the women's golf team, and their results for the second day were not up yet, but they are up for us this week, so we're going to jump into that. It was a record-breaking day for the Bluffton University women's golf team on day two of the UNOH Fall Invitational. Hidden Creek Golf Course, one of Bluffton's two home courses provided, proved to be the perfect elixir for the Beavers in their final tune-up before this weekend's Heartland Conference championships.
Bluffton was just three strokes off its one-day school record of 355 as the Beavers fired a 358 for a 36-hole record, shattering 713. A ridiculous 22 shots lower than the previous mark of 735 set at defiance earlier this season.
Sophomore Keely Briggs continued her torrid play with an 88 for a school record 174 at Hidden Creek. Also going below her school record of 179 was fellow sophomore Briley Overdorf, who shot a 178. Freshman Haley Gill equaled the former mark with a 179 after shooting an 89 on Monday.
Marissa Hall and Abby Bullion rounded out the top five with scores of 182 and 188, respectively. Grace Branson finished with a 194, while fellow freshman Elizabeth Rockwell checked in with a 206 for the tournament. As I said earlier, the women's golf team is competing in the HCAC championships. Started yesterday, and they're finishing off today, so we'll talk about day one right now.
Bluffton University women's golf team welcomed the Heartland Conference for the HCAC Women's Golf Championship on Saturday, October 12th. The cold and windy conditions wreaked havoc on the scores as Bluffton stands in eighth, heading into the tournament finale today, Sunday, October 13th.
Sophomore Abby Bullion and freshman Marissa Hall led the Beavers with scores of 91 and 96, respectively. Freshman Haley Gill checked in with 101, while sophomores Briley Oberdorf and Keely Briggs rounded out the Bluffton 5 with runs of 106 and 109, respectively.
So we will get the results for day two later on today or tomorrow morning, and then we will give you those next Sunday at 7. But as it said, the cold weather really hurt them in that day one. The men's golf team did not participate this weekend, but they will finish off their fall season next weekend, the 19th and the 20th, the Denison Fall Shootout at Virtus Golf Course. Saturday, tee off starts at 8 a.m. as well as Sunday at 8 a.m.
It's kind of crazy to think that golf season's already coming to an end, but when you think about it, as the weather gets colder, it's a lot harder to go out and try and play golf and be expected to be out there in the windy conditions as the fall comes on. And I can't imagine what it probably feels like on your hands are probably freezing out there, and you're expected to hit a golf ball like 300 yards exactly where you want it to go. I'm sure it's frustrating. I mean, Jacob, your roommate's a golf player. Is it hard? Has he said, is it hard to play in the freezing cold?
Yeah, he always complains about it. He always wears about two or three layers every day, and they look like snowmen out there playing golf, and there's no way that can be fun. It just looks horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I know when I play soccer, like, I hate to be hot, like, when I'm playing, but I'm also running around. As we're golf, you have so much, like, time between each shot, so you take a shot, and, like, and I'm pretty sure in college golf, like, you don't take a golf cart. You walk course, like, so you have a lot of time where you're just walking, like, in the freezing cold. Like, at least for soccer, football, like, we're at least running around a lot. And as we're golf, you're literally just standing out there. Cross country, you're out there running. Literally, that's all you do is just run. So, yeah, it's got to be freezing out there for the golf players. So, it's crazy that golf's coming to an end, but
probably a good
definitely with the weather, it's probably the best for them.
Yeah.
But we are going to get into next is volleyball. Jacob, go ahead and take it away.
The Bluffton University women's volleyball team hit the road for a midweek matchup against Anderson University on Wednesday, October 9th. Despite a hard-fought match on both sides, the Ravens were able to hold the Beavers off in four sets, 25-22, 26-24, 25-22, 26-24. Fluffin dropped to 4-17, 0-2 in the HCAC on the season, while Anderson improved to 6-11 and 1-1 in the HCAC.
Ramey Bauer powered the Beaver offense with 18 kills and 3 blocks. Fellow junior Sarah Heidinger hammered home a career-high 17 kills of her own. Sophomore Maddie White also established a new career-high, dishing out 38 assists for the visitors.
Brooke Kleeman and Courtney Weekly ran the Bluffton defense with 12 digs apiece. Bauer also chipped in with 11 digs for the visiting team. Weekly and White fired 4 and 2 service aces, respectively. The Weekly aces came on 4 consecutive serves and set 4 as Bluffton broke a 16-16 tie, taking a 20-16 lead. The women were back in action on Saturday when they welcomed number 21 in the country, Transylvania University, to Copeland Court as part of the Bluffton homecoming festives. That game was after the football game, so the alumni were able to make their way over to the volleyball game once football game ended and warm up a little bit after being out in the freezing cold. And the Bluffton University volleyball team did welcome number 21 Transylvania to Copeland Court. Beavers put up a good fight but dropped a 3-1 decision, 25-21, 25-12, 27-25, 25-13 decision to the Pioneers on homecoming. Bluffton did fall to 4-18 and 0-3 in the HCAC, while Transylvania improved to 18-4, 3-0 in the HCAC.
Junior Sarah Heidinger led the Beavers with 11 kills. Ramey Bauer and Carly Lester had hammered home 10 and 8 winners, respectively. Sophomore Maddie White dished out 23 assists for the match.
Sophomore libero Brooke Kleeman powered the defense with 19 digs. Chelsea Taylor chipped in with 12 digs of her own, and she also fired 2 aces in the loss. The women are back in action when they welcome Mount St. Joseph to the Sommer Center on Wednesday, October 16th. First serve is scheduled for 7 p.m. So just over this past week, more so with their game against Anderson on Wednesday, all of those games were close. And then again with Transylvania, they had a couple sets get away from them a little bit. But they started off, which one did they win? The second one? The third one. They started off really well against them. I mean, they only lost by 4, and then game 2 kind of slipped away a little bit. But set 3, it was a hard-fought win. They went over 20, the limit, I guess. 25 points is what it usually takes to win, but you have to win by 2. So they had to go to 27 points, and then set 4 just slipped away again. So just a little bit inconsistent there on Saturday night.
Yeah, Transylvania is the team that beat the Beavers last year in the HCAC tournament, and Transylvania returned everybody, while the Beavers did lose a lot of key pieces, graduating 8 seniors last year, which means a lot of new faces, a lot of players that didn't get as much time in the past that are now getting time in the conference, and you're just seeing the Beavers just struggle to finish out games. Watching the Anderson game, first set, Bluffton blew a lead. Second set, Anderson blew a lead. Third set, Anderson almost blew a lead. And the fourth set, Bluffton blew a lead again. So you just seen the volleyball team struggle to finish in a way. And it's kind of hard because they really haven't had a lot of opportunities this season to really finish out games. They played a lot of very good, tough competition. And unfortunately, just the Beavers are just struggling a little bit. But I'm sure Coach Yarnell is excited. They lost to Mount St. Joseph earlier in the year, can make some adjustments while watching a little bit of the film, and can hopefully make some adjustments and try and learn from maybe some of the mistakes that they made against Mount St. Joe the first time. Yeah, and another thing with the volleyball team is that the roster's changing. It seems like Coach Yarnell can't seem to find that lineup that he really likes. He's just interchanging every single set. It seems to be like he's implementing a new player into the offense or defense in the back row as well. Just trying to find a group of 6 girls as well as then rotating. You know, it's normally about a group of like 10 to 12 girls that normally play each set that just work well together. So he's just going to continue to try and mess with that lineup, whether that's in practice or in games, to just try and get a little bit of consistency going and get some, you know, camaraderie and just try and get this Beaver volleyball team a little bit of confidence for the rest of this conference season. But that's really all we have for volleyball. We are going to move on to women's soccer. Jacob, go ahead and take it away.
The Bluffton women's soccer team traveled to HGAC rival Defiance College on Wednesday the 9th for a midweek matchup against Yellow Jackets. The Beavers secured a 2-0 shutout over rival Defiance. Bluffton improves to 4-7 on the season while being 1-1 in the HGAC, while Defiance dropped to 4-8-1 and 0-2 in conference play.
Less than 5 minutes into the match, junior Maddie Huffman netted her third goal on the season to give the Beavers an early 1-0 lead. A penalty kick by freshman Zoe Ryan secured the 2-0 Beaver shutout.
Bluffton put up 17 shots for the match compared to Defiance's 8. Both teams forced one corner kick, but the Beavers were whistled for 2 more fouls, 8-6. Junior keeper Sienna Sullivan had 2 saves and her third victory of the season and goal. Ryan paced the Bluffton offense with 5 shots on the afternoon. So obviously big win against the rivals for Defiance, and the Beavers were back in action yesterday. Like I said, both the men's and women's traveled down to Franklin College. And Jacob, what happened in the Franklin game?
They traveled to Franklin for a Heartland Conference matchup. The Beavers dropped a tough 2-0 decision to the Grizzlies and fell 4-8 on the season and 1-2 in conference play, while Franklin proved a 2-10-1 and 2-1 in conference.
Defense was the name of the game throughout the first half, with both teams unable to find the back of the net. However, just over 5 minutes into the second half, Franklin's Elena Page netted the first tally of the match, followed by another goal from Lily Haynes 10 minutes later to secure the Grizzlies' 2-0 victory.
Bluffton Zoe Ryan and Frankie Hamilton led the Beaver offense with 3 shots each. Both teams put up 10 shots, but Franklin placed 3 more on goal, 7-4. Bluffton forced 5 more corner kicks, 7-2, while both teams were whistled for 14 fouls. Junior keeper Sienna Sullivan walked away with 5 saves in the loss.
The women were back in action on Wednesday, October 16th, when they welcomed Earlham College to this year's athletic complex. Kickoff is slated for 3:30.
Yeah, so obviously a rough game. Giving up a goal 5 minutes into the half definitely hurts after it being scoreless the entire first half, but then giving up a goal again 10 minutes later. That it really was a defensive game where I feel like the game really could have gone either way. We got the men's team was able to watch the first half before we have to kind of start getting dressed and ready for our game. And the Beavers played well, and just unfortunately a couple of bounces just didn't go their way, and they lost a 2-0 decision to a pretty good Franklin team. We are going to move on to men's soccer. Men's soccer also faced Defiance on Wednesday, where they welcome Defiance College to the Sears Athletic Complex. Despite a strong offensive presence, the Beavers dropped a 5-4 decision to the Yellow Jackets. Bluffton slipped to 5-7, 0-2 in the HCAC on the season, while Defiance improved to 7-5-1, 2-0 in the HCAC.
Defiance took an early 3-0 lead over Bluffton with 3 goals in the first 14 minutes. Bluffton's Patrick Spillman took a nice feed from Jacob Kiger to net the home team's first goal and cut the Defiance to 3-1 in the 29th minute. Consecutive penalty shots from Kiger in a span of less than 3 minutes tied the game 3-3 before another Defiance goal gave the Yellow Jackets a 4-3 lead at the half.
Freshman Hunter Coffey took a slick feed from Elijah Greaser and netted the equalizer less than 5 minutes into the second period. Defiance secured a 5-4 victory with a final goal from Christian Rennie with just over 20 minutes to play. Both teams took 24 shots, but Defiance put 2 more on goal, 13-11. Bluffton forced 3 more corner kicks, 5-2, while being whistled for just 8 fouls compared to 16 for the Yellow Jackets. Freshman keeper Tanner Newport pulled down 8 saves in the loss.
Yeah, obviously heartbreaking loss for us on Wednesday. Giving up 3 goals in 14 minutes makes it extremely hard to win a game. And, you know, we fought back, scored 3 goals, was able to tie it up 3-3. Then Defiance was able to score again, making it 4-3 at half. And then we tied it up again, making it 4-4, just 5 minutes into the half, and then giving up the game-winning goal in the 65th minute. Definitely tough loss, something that we're looking to rebound against Franklin on Saturday, but things didn't go our way as we did drop a 3-0 decision to the Grizzlies. Bluffton did fall to 5-8, 0-3 in the HCAC, while Franklin improved to 4-10, 1-2 in the HCAC.
In the 6th minute, Franklin's Jordan Thomas connected with the back of the net to give the Grizzlies an early 1-0 lead. Another Grizzly goal gave the home team a 2-0 lead going into the half. 3 minutes into the second half, Franklin's Trevor Bray netted another shot to secure the Grizzlies' 3-0 shutout over the Beavers.
Logan Spath led the Bluffton offense with two shots, both on goal. Dalton Tanner and Justin Combs also put up two shots apiece.
Franklin fired 15 shots, 8 on goal, compared to Bluffton's 11, 6 on goal. The Grizzlies forced 2 more corner kicks, 5-3, but were also whistled for 8 more fouls, 16-8. Beaver keeper Tanner Newport and Connor Kamenicki had 3 and 2 saves, respectively.
The Beavers are back in action on Wednesday, October 16th, when they travel to Earlham College for a matchup against the Quakers. Kickoff is scheduled for 3:30.
Obviously a tough game, a tough week, I guess, for the men's soccer team, losing a heartbreaker 5-4 to Defiance at home, and then just going and not playing very well against Franklin in a game that we were hoping that we could get a win and kind of get back on track to try and compete for a spot in the conference tournament. But things just didn't go our way. It was a long day, but not an excuse. And just now have to look to rebound and try and get ready for Earlham on Wednesday. Beat Earlham last year, so hoping that we can go out there and get another win. But Earlham's definitely going to want to protect their home field and get some revenge for last year.
Honestly, I don't think that was – I think during conference we really came out good against Rose Holman. That would be a week and a half ago. It was a Wednesday game. It was our home opener of conference play, and we played really well. Rose has been top in our conference for a couple years now, and we only – it was 2-0 in that game, and then – Defiance, we started out not very good, but we picked it up, and we almost came out with a victory after being down by 3. But that Franklin game yesterday, last night, I think that might have been the worst game that we've been a part of in the last 3 years. It was just ugly all around. Not a good game, not the way we wanted to come out and play. And a lot's going to have to change in the next 2 days of practice on Monday and Tuesday. For that game on Wednesday, we need to come out with a lot more intensity and a lot more passion and pride. We're 0-3 now in conference play, and our goal has been all year to make it into the top, some of the top four in our conference, so we have a chance to make it into the conference tournament for the first time in program history. So from here on out, we just have to play good soccer, and we have to show up to every game like it's the last game we're gonna play, and just go and ball out. So I'm excited to see how the team responds, because I know a lot of people were not happy with the way that we played in that game last night.
But we are gonna round out the show with football. Jacob, go ahead, take it away for us.
Bluffton University football team hosted Rose Schulman on a cool Saturday, October 12th afternoon. The balanced run-pass attack by the Engineers was all too much for the Beavers, as Rose Schulman spoiled Bluffton's homecoming with a 28-24 victory over the Beavers.
After a scoreless first quarter, Rose Holman would get on the board in the second period with Garrett Wright shoved in for a 3-yard touchdown run to make it 7-0 Engineers with 3:04 left in the first half. The Beavers responded right before the break when Darian Greeley went in from 1 yard out, making it tied 7-7 at halftime.
The Beavers were looking to build on the momentum from the touchdown going into the second half. However, Bluffton coughed up the ball. On the ensuing kickoff, Rose Holman recovered and needed just 6 plays to go 33 yards as another White score made it 14-7 with 12:22 left in the third quarter. The Fighting Engineers tacked on two more touchdowns before Greeley hit Pater in the for the second time of the day as Rose Holman polished off its 28-14 victory.
Bluffton totaled 260 yards of offense with 150 passing yards and 110 in the rushing attack. Samuel Coleman went 10 of 12 for 150 yards and an interception on the day. Greeley drove the rushing attack with 133 yards on 18 carries for the day.
Rose Holman put up 485 yards on offense, including 299 through the air and 186 on the ground. Bluffton struggled with just 4 of 12 on third down conversions, while the Engineers went 9 of 19. Visitors dominated the time of possession battles. They controlled the ball for nearly 37 minutes.
Dylan Schaefer led the defense with 18 tackles on the day. Junior Stefan Kazakowski checked in with 14 stops of his own. Bluffton will be back in action on Saturday, October 19th, when the Beavers travel to Cincinnati, Ohio, to take on the Mount St. Joseph Lions in another Heartland Conference matchup. Kickoff is set for 1:30.
Yeah, so obviously a tough game. They went out, competed, was tied 7-7 at halftime, but just couldn't seem to get everything going completely on the offensive end. And obviously the turnover at the beginning of the second half to allow Rose Holman to get a little bit of that, momentum. They got that momentum going in to the second half by getting that turnover to start the second half, just kind of killed. But Jacob, you were able to watch a little bit of the game. What did you see out of there?
The defense, it was actually a lot more of, it was a better game than they had been playing in the past. The offense had, like, moved the ball consistently. Like, Greeley had 133 yards and Coleman threw for 150, which, like, it was a pretty, like, spread out 150 yards. And it was definitely a lot cleaner than the games had played in the past. They had a lot of momentum coming out of the half, and the fumble, like you said, really flipped that up. And the defense really played well compared to what they had in the past and all that. So I think they're getting, like, they're going towards on the right track. But I think they're kind of, like, finding their groove. Like, they kind of, Coleman played really well at quarterbacks, and he played the whole game, and they didn't, like, switch him out.
Yeah, that's still the interesting topic with this football team is that this is now, Coleman starting this game is now the third different starter that we've had in a conference game this year. Third different starter we've had in the season. It just seems like Coach Krebs doesn't know who he wants to start at quarterback. Is it going to be Samuel Coleman? Is it going to be Zach Nobis? Is it going to be Ryan Markoff? Seems like he doesn't know, and it changes every single week. And I feel like it's a little hard maybe for the offense to kind of get a, you know, timing with the wide receivers. I think it's just extremely hard for the team, but I think Krebs is just trying to find a group that's going to work, kind of like the volleyball team, just trying to find where he can get a little bit of momentum and a little bit of camaraderie between the team and just give them an opportunity to actually go out and put together a full performance and get a win.
Yeah, and like Pat said, with the quarterback situation, Ryan Markoff actually 2 weeks ago before their bye week, they went and Markoff moved to wideout and he was playing a receiver. And I know against Rose Holman, he played receiver for the whole game. So just Markoff's getting a little bit of a different look as he is a quarterback, but they moved his position out to a receiver. And Coleman and Zach Nobis are both in that running to see who's going to work the best for the Beavers offense. Jacob, Pat, do you have anything else you want to add?
I do not.
I think I'm good. Just good luck to Beaver Sports this upcoming week. Men's golf is going to be finishing out this next weekend. Men's and women's soccer have two games this week. Volleyball has two games this week, and then football on Saturday. So just good luck to all Beaver Sports, and let's go out and get some wins.
And that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us on Sunday at 7. Check out previous podcasts, search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, the WIT 961 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Beaver Dam 961. For more stories and information, check out our website, blufftonwit.com, and subscribe. This has been Trent Mast, joined along with Patrick Spillman and Jacob Leibkap. thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wick.
Roll Beat.